The ninth day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the departure of Saint Zosima the priest. On this day in the year 425 AD, the ascetic holy father Abba Zosima the priest departed. He was born in the year 326 AD to godly Christian parents who were natives of Palestine. When he was 5 years old, his parents handed him to a righteous old monk who raised him up in a Christian manner and taught him the church subjects. Shortly after, he was ordained a deacon, and then he became a righteous monk and grew in virtues. He devoted himself to praying to God and reading the Holy Scriptures day and night, and doing work also. When he had completed 35 years in the monastery, he was ordained a priest. Accordingly, he increased his ascetic labors and spiritual struggle. After spending 13 years in the priesthood, the enemy of good sowed in his mind that he surpassed all his contemporaries in virtues and righteousness. But the mercy of God willed to turn him away from this thought. God sent him an angel who commanded him to go to the monastery which was nearby the Jordan River. He rose up and went to the monastery, where he found therein holy old men who were perfect in their way of life. He realized that he was far from what he had thought of himself, and he stayed with them. The custom of these monks during the Holy Lent was, after they partook of the Holy Communion on the first Sunday of the fast, they left the monastery. They wandered in the desert of Jordan, and each one carried out his spiritual fight by himself. Saint Zosimus used to go out with them each year, wandering in the desert and asking God to show him what was the best for him. One day, Saint Zosimus was wandering about, and he encountered Saint Mary the Egyptian. He learned from her about her life story and the reason for her wandering in the desert. She told him and asked him to visit her in the next year and to bring her the holy mystery of communion. In the following year, he found that she had passed away. He prayed over her and buried her. When he returned, he told the monks of the monastery her life story and of her spiritual strife. He lived to be 99 years old and then departed in peace. May the prayers of Saint Zosima be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 866 AD, a great sign took place by the hands of our Holy Father, Pope Shenouda I, the 55th Patriarch of Alexandria. This honorable father, also sometimes called Saint Synuthius, had an annual custom to go to the monastery of Saint Macarius to spend the Passion Week or the Holy Week in the monastery there. On Palm Sunday of one of these times, the Berbers came to plunder the monasteries. They stood on the rock east of the church of Saint Macarius, and their swords were drawn in their hands, ready to kill and steal. The bishops and the monks at the monastery gathered together and decided to leave the desert before the Holy Feast of Resurrection. When they told Pope Shenouda about what had happened, he told them, "As for me, I will not leave the desert until I complete the Paschal week." On the Thursday that commemorated the Last Supper and the First Communion, the situation became worse, and the Pope comforted the other monks with words of grace. After the Divine Liturgy of Holy Thursday, he took his staff that had the sign of the cross on it and said he wanted to go out to meet the Berbers. And he said to the others, "It is better for me to die with the people of God." When the Berbers saw him coming out alone, without any armor in his hand, they retreated before his extraordinary courage and fled away as if they were pursued by an army. And from this day onwards, the Berbers never came back to St. Macarius to do any harm. May the prayers of Saint Shenouda be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.